fatal 50s affair murder mystery taking place. And here to talk about that, we have Lisa and Marion joining us this morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, this is with the Old Town Hall Theater,
That is correct, with the Old Town Hall Theater.
But this is taking place over at Bullfrog Sports Cafe.
That is correct. Bullfrog Sports Cafe is where we're holding our event. But it is sponsored by the Old Town Hall Theater. So, you know, we're getting all ready. We're starting... our performances are November 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th.
Of?
November.
Oh, okay. Of the murder mystery is.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yes.
This is going, and it goes called, tell me a little bit about this. I looked up some of this, and apparently it says the cast of the 50s TV sitcom Make Way for Winky.
Right.
Is the plot for this.
Yes. This takes place on the set of a talk show, and... the host is interviewing the cast of the 1950s sitcom Make Way for Winky. And we find out that some of those people have some dubious pasts. And it does end up in a murder, too. And so my talented cast kind of takes you through that journey and gives you an opportunity to help solve the crime.
Now, you've done murder mysteries there before, right?
Absolutely.
Tell me how this kind of works for people who have not come to one of these.
My mom, Marion, and I started writing plays, writing murder mysteries, and so we got involved in that. And then I'm involved with Old Town Hall Theater, and we were talking about community outreach things, and I said, you know, we really need to do a murder mystery because they're fun. People love them, you know. And so we decided to do that. So we started last year. We did Murder in Black and White there. So that was our first one there. But the show itself is one that I had gone and talked to the owner and said, hey, can we do this here? And they do a fantastic job.
So if I come to participate, what do I do? I know I get to eat at some point, right?
Yes, you do. Okay. And we have amazing...
And the food is delicious.
Yes, the food is great. But anyhow, so you come in. We have at 6:30. We have a mixer. You come in, get seated. And we have a cash bar. So if you want an adult beverage, you're welcome to that. We have other beverages there that are included in the price. You are able to... at 7 o'clock, we have a delicious buffet dinner, and then we have the first part of our play, which is the mystery, and then at intermission, we have a dessert bar, which is to die for. We have, you get to solve the mystery with your group, your table, and we're also having a 50s costume contest that night, so people can come dressed up. And then we have the end of the mystery, and then we have a bunch of prizes, and we have this year we have our basket raffle at the end is benefiting the Company on Stage Community Theater that was devastated in Hurricane Harvey.
So of another community theater, that there's sort of a bond throughout the, you know, people who like community theaters, but this obviously one had issues because of the hurricane.
Yes, and they're sort of a sister theater to us. They've been in existence 40 years. We've been in existence 38.
How did you find out about their play?
I have a friend that actually lives in Houston, and I asked her, I said, did the theater survive? This was what I was worried about. And she said, oh my gosh, there's one down here that's in bad shape. And so she hooked me up with those people, and we talked, and so we kind of adopted them through this enterprise.
Again, this is going on, the Old Town Hall Theater having the Fatal 50s Affair. It'll take place at Bullfrog Sports Cafe on Center Ridge in North Ridgeville, November 11th, 12th, 17th, and 18th. So four performances.
That's correct, performances
now,
only.
Do the members of this, the cast, do they mingle with the audience?
Oh, yeah. It's really fun because you might be sitting with a cast member at the beginning of the show. You don't know. They're just stationed.
Well, they might be dressed up a little bit more.
Maybe not.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's.
Well, the people that are participating, or the people that are guests, are actually can dress in the 50s outfits too. So you might be sitting next to a person who just, you know, decided to come to the performance who's dressed in the 50s attire, or maybe they're a cast member. I mean, you don't really know until the actual production starts, so, you know. Right. And we encourage people to dress up. And last year when we had one, and we asked, and the play was about black and white, so people dressed in black and white, and it was amazing at some of the costumes that people came up with. I mean, they really worked hard on them. So we're thinking this year that since it's the 1950s, that it's going to be, you know, we're going to have some really good costumes, and it'll be hard to choose which one is the best.
Now, are either of you involved in the production, or do you just handle a lot of the behind-the-scenes type of aspect of it?
Well,
when I mean production, I mean, you know, probably one of the characters.
So I'm directing, and my mom, Marion, is my assistant director, and my daughter, Alexandra, is my stage manager. So it's kind of a family affair.
Actually, she just kind of, you know, threatens us, and we have to do what she says.
Yeah, I'm like, guess what we're doing now? And they're like, thanks.
How does directing or putting on a performance of a mystery dinner theater kind of differ from what would be a standard production?
Well, for one thing, you have a little bit shorter script that you're working with. It's more like a one act. So there's not as many lines to memorize. Second of all, a lot of it is improv. So when the cast members are interacting with the audience, because there is a section where the audience gets to actually interrogate these suspects. And so a lot of that is improv, so you have to coach them on improv. Also, you have, it's a little bit different because the blocking, you don't have as much blocking. Of course, our stage lights.
What is your stage over at the Bullfrog Sports?
It's two platforms and my set pieces. So it's, we have low platforms that sit down, and then we have the set pieces that go on top.
Now, if I'm there and I'm trying to figure things out, am I taking notes from beginning to end? Do I have?
Oh yeah.
You
have to take notes from the minute you walk in the door.
Okay, so give me a little hint. First of all, I probably have to write down the characters' names, or maybe you get that handed in a program. But then you start, like, figuring out whether someone's telling a lie or they're telling the truth.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. You kind of have to figure out who's trying to deceive you and who's not, because there are some people who are, you know, they have ulterior motives for what they're saying and doing. So,
right.
Now, some people you think are real nice and sweet are maybe not so nice and sweet.
Well, you're laughing a little bit. I suppose, in, you know, even though there's a murder mystery, I suppose there's some humor that is. Part of this.
It is all good fun. Murder mysteries typically are comedies, and this one is no exception. It's hysterical, and the characters are so robust and so fun that I think that everyone will enjoy it.
Do we know how whoever's no longer with us met their demise, or is that something we'll have to find
out? Well, they could be murdered right there in the middle of dinner. I mean, I don't know.
Talk about an appetite killer.
Well, you know, or after dinner, you know.
Wow. So, again, this is called The Fatal 50s Affair. It's a murder mystery. It'll take place at Bullfrog's Sports Cafe. Friday and Saturday, November 11th, 12th, 17th, and 18th. What time does all this get done to start?
And the 10th. It starts at 6:30.
Oh, I see. You have a dash. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, it's 10, 11, 17, and 18. Right. Starts at 6:30. Tickets for this are $38, and they have to be bought in advance because we do pre-sale only, because we have to order food, of course, and we want you to have plenty to eat. So the way they can order tickets is they can call me. My number is 440-865-8700. And they are more than welcome to give me a call, and I can reserve tickets for them. And they can have a fantastic Fatal 50s Affair evening.
Now, this is an odd question, but does the same person die every night, or is that... Oh, you'll have to wait and see. Okay.
I don't know if I want to say.
Okay, all right. 865-8700 for reservations. Again, it's the Old Town Hall Theater, but it's going to be taking place at Bullfrog Sports Cafe on Center Ridge. And you can find out, of course, if you go More information. You have an Old Town Hall Theater page as well?
We have oldtownhalltheater.com, and old and town both have E's, and theater is spelled the old.
They used to refer to that as the Oldie Townie Hall Theater, I think.
Yeah.
Well, again, this morning, Lisa Carter, Marianne, thank you for coming in this morning to share us the information about the Fatal 50s Affair.